The last part of DNA structure that we're going to look at in this activity is directionality. So these single strands of DNA that make up the double helix can be identified by their direction. One end of each strand is called the 5' end, and the other end is called the 3' end. The 5' end terminates with a phosphate group, which is bound to carbon number 5 of the pentose sugar. This is why it's called the 5' group. While the other end of that same strand terminates with a hydroxyl group, which is bound to carbon number 3 of the pentose sugar. So this end is called the 3' end. So you can see on this image on the left strand here, the 5' end is at the top and it ends with a phosphate group, whereas on the other strand at the top we have a 3' group, or the 3' end with the hydroxyl group, and the bottom has the 5' end with the phosphate group. So this relationship is called antiparallel. In other words, the two strands of a double helix run antiparallel to each other. One strand goes from the top 5' to 3', while the adjacent strand goes 3' to 5'. We'll learn later on that when looking at a single strand of DNA, it's always read from the 5' to the 3' direction. And you'll understand a little bit later on why this distinction is important. But the important takeaway from this slide is that the two strands that make up a double helix of DNA run antiparallel to each other, one strand running from the 5' to the 3' end, with the other strand running from the 3' to the 5' end.